Joining me with a quick look at the day's headlines is Annie Haswell. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Sarah. A look at the COVID statistics worldwide, 36.1 million cases, 25.1 million recovered, and 1.05 million deaths. And to put that into some kind of context, overnight, 236,000 new cases and 4,000 deaths. And looking around Europe, Italy has today made it mandatory to wear face masks in outdoor spaces across the country and also indoors everywhere except in private homes because they've had a bit of a surge just in the last 24 hours. Cases have also reached a record high in the Netherlands with nearly 5,000 recorded in 24 hours. In the UK, all pubs and restaurants across Scotland, including Glasgow and Edinburgh, are to be closed from Friday, and England is considering similar measures. And in Belgium, all bars and cafes are closing for a month. So a bit of a sense of panic in the air, certainly on that side of the world. In Australia, 27,182 cases, almost 25,000 of those recovered, and 897 deaths, with two overnight and nine new cases overnight. There were six in Victoria, and two deaths there in the past 24 hours.
And now New South Wales is facing a bit of a concern.
A bit of concern because they wanted to go 28 days without any form of transmission, in which case the border with Queensland would have been open. But unfortunately, there's been three new cases of community transmission there. They don't appear to be linked, and they're busily trying to track down how they came about. And Gladys Berejiklian has urged the Queensland government not to reset the clock on the opening the border between the two states.
And back to the continuing wash-up of Tuesday's budget.
The crucial crossbench Senator Jackie Lambie said she wanted to see more funding for social housing in the budget. Well, she certainly didn't, because more than $41 million will be cut from national housing and homelessness funding in 2021-22.
And plenty of other losers appearing as the numbers are crunched.
Yes, refugees, people seeking asylum and migrants are set to lose out on a number of fronts. The government's humanitarian program's annual ceiling has been cut from almost 19,000 places to 13,000 in an attempt to save almost $1 billion over the next 4 years. Also, over the last four budgets, it's been noted that financial support for refugees and asylum seekers has gone from $139.8 million in 2017 to just $19.6 million, which is a very dramatic drop. And a new language test requirement, which is bound to be really controversial, will bar Australians from sponsoring or marrying foreign partners who do not speak English.
And Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic running mate Kamala Harris have clashed fiercely over the coronavirus pandemic in a TV debate.
It was much more civilised than last week's debate, but Kamala Harris did upset Mike Pence. They argued over vaccines with she was saying she wouldn't take a vaccine touted by Mr. Trump without the approval of medical professionals. And she also accused President Donald Trump of presiding over the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of the country. In the latest polls, Joe Biden leads Donald Trump, and there's 27 days to go to the vote.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Sarah.